Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Ben and Anthony, hi. But Daisy and I, we go way back.
Got that sense very quickly. We're going to be quite silent in this one.
I was very happy to see your face.
Thank you very much. You say very nice things, Daisy. You know, I mean, I've interviewed you at least twice, so we're best friends, obviously.
But
look, I must kick off and tell you guys that I absolutely adored this movie. Twisters is so brilliant. And I saw it in IMAX, where it's extra loud.
Yes.
Amazing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. And Glenn, Twisters, like, it's very much a standalone movie itself. But would you agree that if you've seen the Twister movie, that there's little Easter eggs that can kind of pop in and help you out?
I mean, I think it's such a... You know, there are some seminal movies from like the 90s where you can see a frame from the movie and instantly recognize it. And I think the original Twister is such a fun world. When you see a truck heading towards a tornado, you're like, that's Twister. And, you know, to obviously return to that world is really, really fun. You can see Twisters and have no relation to the original. But I think these two, if you're a fan of the original, you're going to love this movie because there are a lot of great Easter eggs for fans.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but I'll just say, if you know the movie, keep an eye out. And Daisy, there's iconic lines in this. We got twins. I mean, that really, it reminded me of what I shouted at my wife in the maternity ward when we had our twin daughters. And she wasn't impressed, let me tell you.
I know. I think that's going to be sent to everybody who has twins from now on who's seen the film. I think it's a very good meme.
Yeah.
And for yourself, I mean, when you get a role like Kate in this, are you able to pick up genuine, you know, weather jargon that you can now drop into conversations outside of the Twister scenario?
Yes. I mean, I know what a mess a cyclone cloud is, which is cool. I mean, I think the thing is, a lot of the weather jargon I learned doesn't apply in London, really, because our weather is pretty much like, oh, it's grey and it's still grey, you know. So, but I definitely, like, I think that was the thing I really enjoyed, was we really immersed ourselves in the world of storm chasing. We met so many brilliant storm chasers and meteorologists and people who were, you know, there to consult with us and to sort of guide us so we knew what we were talking about. But it was one of the most challenging things, was just making sure that I looked like I knew what I meant when I was talking about, you know, dry ridges, etc. So
Daisy's also selling herself short. She's by far the top student of the entire
incredible
cast.
Student.
Yeah. We went to the National Weather Center and she had memorized the textbook essentially before we got.
And Anthony, is it hard to act when you're physically, I know you're on a movie set, but like, how real are the storm scenarios that you guys are in? I mean, I know we have amazing CGI, but I get the impression that a lot of this was real.
I mean, the weather was kind of crazy at that time in Oklahoma. You know, I mean, we had a few moments where we were like, yeah, I think there might be a tornado right now. You know, we had to stop. I mean, Daisy told a story earlier where her and Glenn had this scene where they're like eating and just talking on the truck, and a cloud formed behind them, and they had to wrap. They had to wrap the set. Everybody left, and boom, tornado shortly after actually touched down, which our director Isaac went and chased with one of the chasers, you know?
Really?
Yeah, and sent us all video. He sent in the text thread that we all have with the cast, he sent us all this crazy video of the tornado touching down and them following it and tracking with it. It was insane, but those were the kind of days we were having. Yeah, sunny one moment, then the overcast, and then winds blowing, and then they're like, we've got to stop. Okay, now we can go. You know, it was just touch and go, no pun intended. For
incredible.
Real.
And look, Daisy, I know, like, we don't give away any spoilers, but there's a bit of a love triangle going on here. But this movie has a really romantic heart inside it, doesn't it?
It does. It has a really tender heart. I mean, because there's also a romance for home and for you know, your nostalgia for your former self. And I think there's a kind of wonderful beating heart to this whole film. And I think that's our filmmaker who really imbued it with true characters and true human interactions. And you know, this is a big scale disaster movie, but these are real people. There are real storm chasers. There are tornadoes, and, you know, and human beings are complicated. And so I think it can be easy to lose character in big scale films like this, but this film is full of them and full of, you know, brilliant stories of love and family and community.
It really is. Well, Glenn, Daisy and Anthony, thank you so much. Congratulations on the movie. And Daisy, had Paul Mescal on the show only last week talking about Gladiator 2, and here you are with the big summer blockbuster. From Normal People, Marianne and Connell have come a long way, so thanks a million and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Nice to see you.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.